Bishop Esther from Evangel Chapel in Africa. This is my gospel podcast. I am speaking on the mercy of God. God is merciful, and His mercy refers to His loving kindness. He wants to show us His mercy so we would not perish. But we must recognize that we need the mercy of God. The followers of the Lord Jesus were in a boat while He was on this earth on a stormy sea. They cried, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." Matthew 8:25. Jesus answered their cry and calmed the storm. Likewise, all sinners are in danger of perishing without calling on Jesus for their salvation. The Lord Jesus also taught the parable of two men who went to pray in the temple. One was a self-righteous Pharisee, while the other was a publican or tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The Lord Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified or forgiven, rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted." Luke 18:11-14. The Lord Jesus was addressing the problem of self-righteousness in this story. The penitent publican was heartbroken over his sins and unworthiness towards God, and he received forgiveness. The Pharisee did not receive any forgiveness because he was counting on his righteousness. There are people today who are still unrepentant because they do not consider themselves as sinners. They are counting on their self-righteousness, which is their ability to keep God's law. The Bible says that no man shall be justified or considered as righteous in the sight of God by keeping the law, because none can keep God's law perfectly. Romans 3:20. All men need the mercy of God, or they will have no place in heaven. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy." We cannot hide our sins from God, but He is willing to forgive our sins. So the mercy of God is available to all that call on the name of our Savior Jesus, who died for our sins. The cry of your heart should be, "Father, have mercy on me, a sinner," and you will be saved and changed by God. Please pray the sinner's prayer with me. Dear Father in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I repent of my sins and I accept Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Father, for the forgiveness of my sins and my salvation. Please grant me your Holy Spirit to help me to live for you to the end. In Jesus' name, amen. You are welcome to God's family. You are now a child of God. Please join a Bible-believing church and learn how to live as a Christian. My numbers are 08105457051, 08105457051, or 08056508783, 08056508783. 08783. My code is +234. You can also email me on esther@yahoo.com. esther@yahoo.com. Please listen to Evangel Chapel's podcast weekly and learn more about God. God bless you.